Dakota, I got to tell you about a guy I hired. He had a drug problem, okay? He was in rehab for a year. The rehab people said he was good. You know, he was very smart technically. He fit the bill for me, the whole ball of wax. Great worker. Only had to tell him one thing once. He wasn't scared of heights. I mean, this guy was just absolutely fantastic for about 3 months. And then all of a sudden, he got wrapped up on drugs again, and he was doing drugs. And then one day, our office gets a phone call about our van, and they want to know if we know where our van is. And we do, because we got trackers built into every one of them. And I was literally helping, it was St. Clair County Sheriff, I was literally helping St. Clair County Sheriff chase this guy. You know, I told him what street it was on and everything else like that. And, man, I felt like a 911 dispatcher. They caught him. He had a prostitute in the back of his car, had a whole bunch of drugs in the back of our car, everything else. And then the officer calls me back. He says, because you helped me, I'm going to help you. The car's in a nice neighborhood, and the keys are locked underneath the seat, and I locked the truck. Come get your car. So I thought that was pretty nice. Then the guy came and seen me after he got out of jail, and he apologized and told me, he says, he figured he was fired, which he was. And he said to me, he goes, Wally, he says, I just can't get this monkey off my back. I thought that was pretty noble, but I wish he would have got that monkey off his back, because he'd probably still be with me today. But I did give him a chance.